Oh, my question goes out to Leda, to Patrick, and to Alan. You really open up the temporal nexus with this film, and you can go anywhere and do anything. What kind of challenges and advantages does that present for you as screenwriters, and for you, Alan, as a director, when you are putting the visual tone to what's on the page?
I started with one huge advantage, because this is a very important thing to me, I think, which is that if you are looking at it as a temporal nexus, which is branching out into alternative timelines, nothing that's in canon is changed. Those other timelines are preserved and they remain. We're on an alternate universe timeline, so we are not negating anything that came before us. We are hopefully just adding to it and creating another storyline with the same core characters. And probably the biggest single advantage of that is that you're not asking the audience to put aside anything they've seen before. You're asking them to incorporate it and imagine, okay, well, here are characters that you know and love. What if you saw them in a different situation? What about them is at their core that wouldn't change? What about them would if their environment was different? If you put a machine, and in some ways we're sort of expanding on the idea of the learning chip, which ironically everybody knows about, even though the scene itself was cut out of the second movie, but everyone knows about it, even though we didn't talk about it in this film. You take a T-800 model with his learning chip turned on and put in there. And he's in the middle of humans for decades. And he's going to change. And that's very much an exploration of something that I think always wanted to see done from the first two movies, because it's very much teased in the second film, and you never got to go there. A lot of this is about that. What do you love about the franchise? What can you take forward and do more with that we just never got a chance to see?
Mm-hmm. And obviously, it's a wonderful storytelling device, because you can open up a new universe in the world. And it's... besides offering twists and new territory, it's also thematically grounded. Like you said, the central question of these movies is, you know, what does it mean to be human? Are we the authors of our own fate, or is our fate thrust upon us? So if you take the same personality, like you said, and change the terms, you see a different parallel life they could have led. So it's a way of sort of highlighting that they are writing their own fate, literally. It's also really challenging, though, because once you do this, you get tremendous amount of complexity comes roaring in. I think we have 7 time frames that we touch upon in this movie, if you count flashbacks. So getting across to the audience why you're doing it, why you're allowed to do it, and what the limitations are, what the rules are, is a tricky thing. I'm very glad you used the word nexus so effortlessly. it's not an easy word to throw around. One of my favorite moments in the movie is when Arnold uses the word, and Kyle's reaction to it is about what the audience's reaction to it is. So trying to get that across so it doesn't bog the story down, but just unleashes the story, and it's more challenging.
You know, when we started the process, the first scene that we came up with was actually the scene where Arnold fights Arnold, was, and everything sort of branched out from that forward and back. We knew we wanted these core group of characters. We wanted Sarah Connor, we wanted Kyle Reese, we wanted John Connor, how they were going to build. We wanted to, you know, the moment that you've seen in the trailers, the I'll Be Back moment, we knew we wanted that, but we knew we didn't want it early in the film. You know, we knew if we were going to use it, we had to earn it and make it so that it had a real significance and an emotional significance. So everything was, you know, a massive love letter to what James Cameron created, and so out of that was just trying to find the balance of where to slide it in. And a lot of it was, you felt it, you just felt your way through it. And whenever we sort of felt wrong, the actors and the producers really would lean up and, you know, we made a point of not overdoing it.